This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Just ask the person next to you if you have to choose for the rest of your life between hamburgers and boerewors rolls, what will it be? And you will never be able to take a bite of the other one again. This is it. It is the final countdown. Just ask, what will you have for the rest of your life? I'm not going to tell you because we're going to vote now. I'm not going to tell you who won in the first service. I'll tell you after the vote. So now let's see who says, give me hamburgers for the rest of my life. And who says, give me boerewors rolls for the next. Now that's very interesting. Because the first service is definitely a lot more South African, because they said boerewors rolls by a landslide. So we know now, once we upgrade the coffee station to snacks, that in the first service we will have boerewors. But then in the second service, we will have hamburgers. And for the third, the last loppers, bokoms. That's how we'll do it. How to have peace in your heart. I just believe the Holy Spirit is leading us just to really take worship into our hearts and consider our hearts before God and grow in that area. Next week, I will also be preaching, and if we can go to the next slide, we're going to do how to have a fulfilled heart next week. How do you have a content heart in this world? And this morning, we will focus on how to have peace in your heart. How to have peace. We have a peace dilemma. As humans, we've got a peace dilemma. We are looking for it from a young age. When my son tantrums because he wants to play his TV games, guess what he's looking for? He's looking for something. You already played. It's not time for bed. I want to. What is he looking for? He's looking for peace. Is looking for something to speak to what he wants to do. Now, I know that's a very silly example, but in a more of an adult sense, I have those tantrums as well. And so do you. We want this. We want peace. And it's so great that some people will refer to this as the God-shaped hole. It is often what leads our hearts to God. This journey to, man, what is wrong with his heart? There's something in me, I'm not sure, there's something lacking in my life, and often this will take us to God, and I trust that this will help you this morning, but it is very easy, once we know Jesus and we taste it, that our hearts wander off, and I constantly have to gather my heart behind the bushes of the path, you know. And I know the same is true for you because we are all humans. But how do you have peace in your heart? That's very important. When we lose our peace, it's often we will say things like, you know, I just don't feel, there's something wrong here. Who knows what I'm talking about? Or I don't feel like God is pleased with me. I feel like I'm striving. Ek voel ek bid teen die dak vas. Okay? A human heart that has lost its peace is a heart ill-equipped for wise decisions. All right? A human heart that is not satisfied or that is not in peace cannot see so clear as a heart that is at peace. And so often a human heart that is not at peace tends to say things through the mouth that we tomorrow regret. Or we harbor thoughts for a day or a week and we're like, before we find it ourselves, we're like, it's hard for me to get up. Because a heart that does not have peace leads to us feeling paralyzed or depressed or under, like if you could say, my heart is under a cloud. How do you find peace in your heart? This is something God desires for us. Let's go on a journey this morning. Psalm 119, great peace have those who love your law. Sometimes I can honestly say, great peace is not what I feel today. Right? But great peace have those who love your law. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Ooh, there's some tips there. Whose mind is stayed on you. Peace I leave with you, in the words of Jesus himself. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. But let not your hearts be troubled. We're talking about peace in the heart. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Do you know that a heart that is not at peace is an afraid heart? Afraid of many things. Afraid of rejection. Afraid of humiliation. Afraid of poverty. Afraid of, what if I don't make it? A heart at peace is a steady heart. It is what God desires for us. That's why Jesus says, I leave you my peace. But how do you gather your heart back to peace, or how do you find peace? Very important question this morning. Now, I'm going to take us on a little bit of a, almost like a Bible schoolish detour. So just quickly raise your hand where you are. Just raise your hand quickly. Yes, you've just enrolled for 5 minutes of Bible school. Thank you. So here we go. You know, it's when my son say, I'm going to ask you something, but you must say yes. You know, if we want to understand how to have peace in our heart, there's something about salvation or atonement we have to understand. And it is the idea of penal substitution. It's a theological word, penal substitution, that describes something that most Christians understand, but it just puts nice words to it. So just follow me here. Penal substitution, Jesus paid for all the sins of mankind, the penal, by substituting our place for his. Okay, it's a theological term describing the atonement. What happened that I can be forgiven here this morning? Did I work for it? Did I become such a great person? No. Someone's life was substituted for mine. That's grace. Okay? So it's putting words to it. We have to understand this because it will lead us to how to obtain a heart full of peace. Now, Bible school is going to continue for a little bit. Just hold on. I want you to follow penal substitution in this scripture in Isaiah. And what I want you to look out for is for this idea of Christ in my place. Substitution, all right? He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He did not have any of his own. So what did he do? He substituted himself in my place and gave me his. He was crushed for my iniquities, your iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement or the discipline or the wrath that brought us peace. And with his wounds you are healed. Can you see the substitute? That's penal substitution. All right. The payment of my penalty that lands on Jesus. Now, when we go to the book of Hebrews, it takes this theme up very strongly. And it speaks about Christ being the greatest high priest ever. Well, in the past, priests used to bring animals to be substituted for the sins of Israel. Until Jesus came, and he did not come with an offering in his hand, he was the offering. A body was prepared for him to give. That's why it's called the Lamb of God, right? Now, let's pick this up in Hebrews 9. He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood. There's a substitute, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, it is speaking about the past, How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our what? Conscience. Purify our conscience. What we need to pick up here is that forgiveness from sins, giving your life to God, is not only when you appear before God that you are seen as clean and you'll be able to enter in, but what is given to us is a heart that can have peace. Purify your conscience, right? Let's go on. One chapter on, same idea. Since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Very important. There's a battle going on for your heart that it will be at peace or free from an evil conscience. Now, there's one or two things we can, for some of you, it's been a long time ago since you were unmarried or in love, but just think back. You know this idea when there are two people and they're falling in love, right? Okay, some of you will remember and you're like feeling the stars and the stuff right now. And then at one day, the one person in the relationship says, okay, I'm ready to put everything on the table here. I'm ready to go. Where's the ring? Let's do this. And the other one's like, oh. Like it wasn't quite there yet, right? And so what you have is you've got one person who brings their heart fully and one who's not yet ready to do it fully. And so what you have is you've got a troubled conscience because you're like, this person is there. And I am still here. And you know, because you are not given yourself in the same full sense yet, there's something there that bothers you. And I know that's an earthly example, but sometimes it happens with our relationship with God. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. How? Fully. We sang, we love you. How do we love him? In brokenness. And when there's parts of our hearts that we don't bring to him, we sense that lover's dilemma. We know there's something here I'm withholding, and it keeps me from peace. In my heart, I know, man, I'm not putting it all out there. But the Holy Spirit is inviting us to put it all on the table. And this idea of penal substitution will help us this morning. How do we do that? Let's see what David did. He said, blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bone wasted away through the groaning all day long. I did not have peace, all right? I had a troubled heart. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. David is explaining there's something happening here between him and God. And when he kept silent, it became worse. What was he doing? He was withholding. Withholding what? Next verse, verse 5. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. What was he covering? He was covering his heart and what's in there. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. When he came out, peace came in. Amen or many. Amen. Alles wat nou kry. If you and I want to experience peace in our hearts, we have to go to the dark parts of our hearts and bring it out. We have to do it. It is the parts of our heart we tend to want to lock away. All right. You know, there's parts of my house, before you guys come to visit, I throw all the toys in there, all the clothes. I close the door, lock it, that part. And then I tell my kids, you don't open that door. You hear me? That's not part of our house tonight, okay? We do that with our hearts. When I kept silent, the groaning within me became worse. But then I acknowledged. Then I brought my heart and something happened. Why did I start with this idea of penal substitution? That's very important here. Because when we go to Christ, we get what He has and He takes what we have. Here's how we get a peaceful heart. Not by having a perfect heart, but by bringing the whole heart to the table where substitution takes place. What do you need for a peaceful heart, not a perfect heart? The whole heart. You need to bring the whole thing. It's the only way. There is no other way. There's no part transactions here. He wants to give you His peace. Before we finish up, one or two more thoughts. Why, let's start with me, why am I withholding my heart? I have to answer that. Why are you withholding yours? You have to answer that. A withheld heart is a strained heart. It does not have peace with God. All right? A partly healed heart is a conflicting heart. I'm not sure. There's only one way. If we can go to the, yeah, that's fine. If you want to have peace, you have to bring the whole heart. And then confess all known sin. Why? Because as you bring the heart, peace comes in because the peace of Christ is accounted for your sinful heart. And you breathe. You know when you go to your friend and you're like really messed up, or to your spouse, I have to do it almost every day, and you repent of your sin, then you say, I'm so glad I got that off my chest, right? It is because we are made in the image of God, much more here. You will find the reason that you are afraid to bring the dark parts is because you don't believe that Jesus wants to substitute His peace for yours. Okay, so it's a faith dilemma. Bring the heart. Here's what you'd say. Man, why did I wait so long? That's how you get peace in your heart. As you take your full sinful heart to the cross, peace is achieved as the pure heart of Jesus gets counted as yours. Penal substitution. So every now and then, I feel like, I'm reading your word, Lord, and I'm trying to pray, but and sometimes what it is, I am in search of my peace. And the key, it's funny how you don't see it when you're there. But when you look back, it's so easy. So I'm going to help you with that, because I just discovered it this week again, and I discover it every week. Brutal honesty with God brings the peace now. That's it. Bring your whole heart and confess all known sin. It is as simple as that. And then allow the Holy Spirit to coach you what to do with some of those things you brought up. Maybe it was harsh words and you spoke to someone, bring that strained relationship, but then allow the Holy Spirit, when He instructs you, to send a message. Trust Him. Trust Him. Maybe there's something there, there's a trigger for you. I don't know what it is. I don't know everyone here. But there's something that caused you to be extremely offended. Bring it out. Bring it out. And maybe the Holy Spirit will ask you to take a step to go to your small group or to a friend and say, I am offense prone. Please help me figure out why. All right? So come to Him with a full heart and trust Him with the steps ahead. Amen. All right. Let's close our eyes this morning. how to have peace in your heart. As you are sitting here, I want you just to whisper to God. I want you to speak to God about your heart. I know you can do it. Just where you are, just talk to Him. And start like this. Say, Lord, if I think about my heart, I realize, and then fill in the blanks. Talk with Him. Talk with Him. For this moment, no one else's behavior or hearts are important. We are talking about your own. It is your peace. It is your relationship with God. Just whisper to Him. Bring the whole heart. Bring die hele yskas. Daar's vars goed daar binne en vrot goed. Bring alles. And present it before Him. Do you have a fearful heart? Ask Him to help you. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of losing or not achieving? Do you have a doubting heart? What are you afraid of? Ask Him to help you. Do you have a shameful heart? Are you ashamed? Bring that shame. There's a quick solution for that. If you come with an honest heart and you confess the reason for that shame, He will do a work of substitution and will wash you, give you peace. You will walk out of here a different person. A different father, a different spouse. We worship You, Lord. We worship You. Thank You, Lord. And then I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you lead your heart well. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to get this wrong. But ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, will You be my helper? He is the helper. It's His name. Help me lead my heart well. Help me be a good steward, a caretaker of this heart God has given me. He keeps those in peace whose mind He stayed on Him. Ask for help. Man, it's great to have a peaceful heart. And it's great to have friends who carry peace because it rubs off. God, Lord, we thank You for this morning. It is short. But Your work in us doesn't have to stop at the end of the service. And we want to thank You for being with us and allowing church to be open. We praise Your name. Amen.
This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.